Good morning. It is 8:42 and 97.9 The Hill. And now, one of the things I look forward to every week, it is time to adopt a pet. Each week we meet a different dog or cat looking for a forever home. Adopt a Pet is made possible by Houndswood Village of Durham, a brand new townhome community that has taken pet friendly to another level. Today we have Cooper Hatch on the line from Orange County Animal Services. And Cooper, first of all, thanks for joining us. And second of all, tell us about this dog that you have that is up for adoption right now.
Yeah, well, I'm always happy to tell you about any animals we have here. This week we wanted to feature Canela, that is Spanish for cinnamon, which kind of describes her coloring a little bit. She is a pit bull mix, and she is kind of a cinnamon color with some white patches. She's got a nice white streak down her face and down her chest and little white paws.
I've got a picture of her in front of me right now, and she looks like a really friendly and happy dog.
Yes, she's very happy. You see her wrinkly face, and it's so sweet.
Tell us the story of, is it Canela?
Yep, Canela.
Okay, so, tell us her story. How did you get here, or how did you get her? How did she get there? And any other thing you want to tell us about her personality?
So she came in as a stray back in the middle of August. So she's been here a while. And she is just the sweetest girl. She just wants to play and love on you. She actually came in with another dog that looked similar to her but was deaf.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already been adopted, so it's just her left.
Well, does she get along with other dogs and cats and kids?
We know she gets along well with dogs pretty well because she came in with one. She's just so sweet and just wants to play. We're not sure about dogs and kids, but we have ways to introduce them in good ways if you adopt her. And she just wants a good, loving home where she can run around.
How old is she and how big is she?
We think she's about 3 years old. We estimate her to be around 65 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She looks really happy, and she's got such a great expression on her face. And, gosh, I look forward to her. But, you know, there's a family out there somewhere in our listening audience who would love to adopt her, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Well, anything else going on right now at Orange County Animal Services?
Well, we've always got things going on. No big events. Thanks to the coronavirus, but we still have all of our big programs up. So we have our low-cost spay-neuter program. We now have a vet care assistance program for people that are struggling during this time financially and maybe have something come up with their pet that they can't afford right now. So we just got that up and running maybe a week, 2 weeks ago. So it's still kind of new, but we're ready to help.
Such a great facility you have out there as well, and some interesting architecture outside. And for folks who don't know, the Orange County Animal Services facility is, I still think of it as new. It's relatively new, I guess, off Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill. So, Cooper, as always, we appreciate you and what you do, and thanks very much for talking to us this morning about Canela.
Yeah, thanks, Ron.
All right, we're going to put Canela on social media and on our website at chapelbrow.com and get her adopted one way or the other. That's what happens to just about every pet that we talk about here. You can learn more about her by visiting the on-demand section of chapelbrow.com later on in the day. Thanks again to Houndswood Village for making Adopt-A-Pet possible. The team at Houndswood Village knows it can be rough to find the right place for you and your pet. Their townhomes in Durham are brand new. They've taken every step to be sure you and your furry family members have a great place to call home. You can visit online at houndswoodvillage.com to learn more. You can even have a virtual visit and take a look. houndswoodvillage.com.